Acts chapter 20 and verse number 9. All right, I'm just going to begin quickly here. If you can find that, Acts chapter 20. I'll even begin reading verse 7. The Bible says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them." Notice they came together on what day of the week? First day of the week. It wasn't the seventh day of the week. It wasn't the Sabbath day. And sometimes people ask us that, right? I even have people that send me emails sometimes and say, "You're all wrong. You're probably going to die and go to hell. You're not really saved." But I believe the New Testament would teach us that I believe they gathered much. But the first day of the week seems to have had a significant importance to believers, Bible-believing Christians and born-again Christians. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Boy, you think sometimes that we're long-winded preachers. Paul preached until midnight. He was still going at midnight. And look at what happens. "And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together." So it wasn't dark. They had some lights going and stuff to try to help keep people awake. I remember when I was in Bible college at a big church, and the upper balcony of the building could get, it was just darker. If you were far back in it, the lighting was not real significant. And boy, there were some times on a Sunday night where I'd be tired and I'd be ready to go to sleep. But you remember this story. You don't want to go to sleep in church. I'll tell you. Look at what happens. Verse number 9. "And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead." Listen, you better be careful about sleeping in church. Amen. You just might die. That's what happened to Eutychus here. He was sitting there sleeping. That's the title of the message. He was sitting there sleeping. He didn't have a buddy next to him to, you know, slap him on the back of the head and wake him up. No, he was sitting there sleeping, and this man died in church that Sunday night. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, please speak to our hearts, Lord, as we want to study a scriptural truth tonight. Would you encourage us and speak to our hearts? Please, Spirit of God, we need you to meet with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, it's dangerous to be sleeping when you're supposed to be doing something else, isn't it? It's dangerous to be sleeping. You know, can I say it's dangerous to be spiritually sleeping when we need to be awake? When we need to be awake. Why is it so important? Listen, because our own spiritual condition depends on staying awake. Why is it important? Because the lives of others depend on our being alert. If we're not an awake Christian, if we're a Christian who begins to just sleep through things spiritually, and we're not aware, and we're not alert, and we're not awake, we're going to miss out on some things, and others around us will be affected by it as well. I say that kids need moms and dads that are spiritually awake and spiritually alert. Kids don't need moms and dads that are going to sleep spiritually. They need moms and dads that are sitting up and staying awake, not sitting there sleeping. The eternal destiny of others. You know what? Sometimes depends on us not sleeping. We fall asleep on the job and we don't do what God wants us to do as Christians. There will be people who will be lost because of that. What does it mean to be sleeping spiritually? A couple things. Number one, it means we're insensitive or unaware of what's going on around us. Do you know when you're sitting there sleeping, you're not really aware, you're not really sensitive of what's going on around us? When a man is asleep, he does not know what is going on around him. And when a Christian believer grows sleepy, we become unconcerned with what is going on around us. You know what? Prayer isn't going to be as important to us anymore if we start spiritually just falling asleep. We may not seem to find the time to read the Bible like we should, or maybe to be able to come to church. We're just too busy for that when we begin to fall asleep spiritually. The thought of a sinner dying and going to hell no longer moves us the way it maybe used to move us when we begin falling asleep spiritually. We'll begin to be unaware. We'll begin to be unconcerned maybe with some of the things going on around us. When we sleep, our sense of judgment is gone. Spiritual sleep does not allow us to see things as they really are. We fail to see the need of the world around us. Listen, Jesus told us to lift up our eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. But a person who's spiritually sleeping, you know what, and their eyes are beginning to close there, they're not going to be looking on the world the way God wants us to see the world. The souls of men and women and boys and girls are hanging in the balance. But we won't see the reality of that if we begin falling asleep spiritually. And we begin just becoming unaware of what's going on and maybe unconcerned with what's going on around us. For sleeping spiritually, it means we're insensitive. We're becoming insensitive or unaware of what's going on around us. Secondly, it means we're not in action. We're not doing anything. You know, when you're sleeping, you're typically not doing much of it, anything. I understand sleeping in the physical sense, it's important for us. We need that rest. God giveth His beloved rest or His beloved sleep, right? And there's a time to rest, and then there's a time to get up and work. God made us to work. There's times to be busy and so on. But if we're sleeping spiritually, and God wants us to be Christians who are awake, we're not going to get anything accomplished. God wants us to be awake spiritually and doing what He wants us to do. Things are not accomplished if people sleep when they ought to be working. Many believers are inactive. They're on the sidelines doing nothing of eternal value. Maybe once it was their delight to teach a Sunday school class, but now they're asleep. Maybe once they were faithfully involved in the work of the church, but now they're just bench warmers. Maybe once they sang in the choir, worked in the nursery, or made some visits, or went soul winning, but now they're asleep spiritually. And it's time for us to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to be Christians who are concerned of what's around us and concerned with people around us and concerned about our relationship with God enough that we're going to do something about it. Concerned about our walk with God that we'll take time to pray or take time to read our Bible. Concerned about the souls around us that we'll make an effort to pass them a gospel tract or to witness to them or to try to speak to them about Christ. I understand just as well as anybody here how difficult it may be sometimes to speak to others, but we must do it. You know, our area is just filled with people who don't know Christ and don't know God. I can go on any street in our city now pretty much and meet some Chinese person who came and under communism they were taught not to believe in God and they really have no comprehension. Listen, they need to learn about the God of the Bible. They need to learn about His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's not just them. There's multitudes of people that do not know the true and living God. We've got people from every religious background really upon the face of the earth, but people who don't know the Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to wake up. We need to be aware of what's around us, and we need to care for souls around us. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Why is it dangerous to be asleep? I want to give you some points here tonight, and we'll move quickly through these, but I want you to listen carefully and get what God wants for us tonight. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Number one, because you may lose your life. You may lose your life. And that's what happened to Eutychus. In our text verse, Eutychus lost his life because he fell asleep when he was supposed to be listening. When he was supposed to be listening to preaching. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 1. In another spiritual sense, there will be people who will lose their life because they will not listen. They will not listen to those who are trying to give them good spiritual instruction and counsel. Do you know when a preacher stands up to preach, that's what they're trying to do. Just try to give the word of God, which is good counsel, it's good instruction for a person's life. And here was a man who fell asleep when he should have been listening to Paul, and that man died. Listen, sometimes people, because they're spiritually not listening, they're going to see some death in their life. It may not necessarily be physical death, although it can be. God can choose to take the life of a person if they are stubbornly going exactly the opposite way that God wants them to. He can choose to do that. But you know what? There may be people that see kinds of death in their life because they're not listening like they should be. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Listen, he said, son, I want you to listen. I want you to hear my instruction. And he begins to give him some very important instruction, doesn't he? He says, you better look out. There may be sinners that come to entice you. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into pit. Sounds to me, if people don't listen, they could end up losing their life, doesn't it? Verse number 13, we shall all find precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Verse number 15. Verse 16. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life. Taketh away the life of the owners of. Listen, he's warning his son, you better listen. There may be sinners that would try to entice you, and it may seem that what they have is pleasurable and nice, but you're going to lose your life if you go that way. You're going to lose your life. It's going to bring danger. Listen, we know that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. Sin doesn't bring forth good things in people's lives. It brings a lot of ruin, and it brings a lot of heartache. For some older people in this room, whether you could honestly say certain things you've experienced in your own life or people that we know. Listen, older, some of the adults here know, certainly. I know many people who were enticed by sinners and were enticed by the world. And they went that way for a while in their life. And they may not have physically died, but they died a lot on the inside. It brought death to them. It brought hurt to them. It brought destruction to them, the way that they went in their life. And he tries to warn, son, don't go that way. There are some that would try to entice you towards sin. And don't you listen to them, because you may end up losing your life. We better listen. We better listen. When we fail to listen, it could cost us our life. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 10. Proverbs 4 and verse 10 says this. Hear, O my son. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Verse 13, take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Listen, you better listen to that good instruction. You better listen to preaching, kids. Listen. Listen, you better listen to preaching. Adults, you better listen. When there's parents that would try to warn you, listen. But listen, when God gives us a preacher in a church to warn us and give us a good instruction and warn us about sinners who would entice you, listen, we better listen to that good advice and listen to that counsel and listen to the Word of God, because it's your life that's at stake. The devil is not out to give people a better life. No, he's out to destroy their life and to take it from them. To take it from them. The book of John, chapter number 10 tells us that, doesn't it? Christ has come that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. The devil does the exact opposite. He wants to take life from us. Take our life from us. Why is it dangerous to be sleeping spiritually? Because you may lose your life. You may lose your life. Number two, why is it dangerous to be asleep? This is, again, something just practically I saw in the Word of God, but you may lose your job or your financial security. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? You may lose your job or your financial security. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Listen, people sometimes wonder, why did I lose my job? Well, maybe because we always slept too much and we didn't show up for work on time. Why did my boss didn't think I was doing a good job? Well, because he found me sleeping somewhere, hiding some day when I was supposed to be working. Listen, it just makes sense. It's a Bible principle. There's times to sleep and there's times not to sleep, right? We ought to be good workers. Don't sleep when we ought to be awake and we ought to be working. Proverbs 19:15 says, Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 20:13, Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It's funny how sometimes lazy workers wonder why they lose their job. Now, not everybody loses their job because they're lazy. I'm not saying that. But it's true. It's amazing how sometimes lazy workers wonder why they lose their job. They wonder why they lack financial security. Listen, don't sleep on the job. Don't show up late for the job. Be a hard and diligent worker. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Because you may lose your job. It's dangerous to be sleeping when you're supposed to show up for work. It's dangerous to be asleep. You can lose your job. You can lose your financial security. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Number one, because you may lose your life. Number two, you may lose your job. Number three, you may lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in your life. Listen to that. You may lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in your life. Let me just read this verse to you in Genesis 28:16. The Bible says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.'" Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Jacob realized, I missed something. I was asleep. The presence of the Lord was in this place, and I missed it. Hey, he missed some experience there with God. He missed some time there with God. He missed that joy that comes from knowing you've been in the presence of God. Sleeping when God wants us to maybe get up and spend some time in prayer, or sleeping when we need to spend some time in God's Word, and we're missing the presence of God in our life. We'll lose some joy because of that. When we're sleeping, when God wants us to be in His presence, we're going to miss something very special. Very special. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Why is it dangerous to be sleeping spiritually? Well, you may lose your life. You may lose your job if you're sleeping when you ought to be working. You may lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in your life if you just, I wanted that extra couple hours of sleep. And you got the couple extra hours of sleep. You got what you wanted. But then you were in a rush to work, and then you rushed through the day, and then you had problems, and then you had supper, and then you had this and that. And you missed what could have been wonderful joy by spending time in prayer, spending time in God's Word, knowing, I met with God this morning. I spent time in His presence. Sometimes Christians miss that. They miss that. How many times are people just sitting there sleeping spiritually? Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Dangerous to be asleep. Well, you may lose your life. You may lose your job. You may lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in your life. And number four, you may lose the power of God in your life. You may lose the power of God in your life. Listen, a Christian who is sleeping spiritually is going to be missing the power of God in their life. Judges chapter 16 says this, "And she made him sleep upon her knees." This is talking about Delilah. "And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head." Remember Samson, who had taken the Nazarite vow, and finally he resisted and told the secret of his power with God was that Nazarite vow. And one of the things was that their hair never not be shaven. "And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, 'The Philistines be upon thee, Samson.' And he awoke out of his sleep and said, 'I will go out as at other times before and shake myself.' And he wished not." In other words, he knew not that the Lord was departed from him. You know what? Samson lost his power. Samson lost the power of God in his life. Physically, he was sleeping when it occurred, when it happened. But spiritually, man, he'd fallen asleep. And he resisted and he gave in to the enticements and so on. Listen, when we're sleeping spiritually, we're going to lose the power of God in our life. Don't think that, you're going to get up and preach. Or you're going to graduate from Bible college one day. And you're going to be a great preacher of the gospel and so on. And you're going to have great power of God upon your life. But yet you go through Bible college just going to classes, talking to a girlfriend, planning to get married, and not spending time in prayer every day, and not spending time reading their Bible every day, and not spending time getting close to God. The power of God doesn't come from talking to the girlfriend or going to Bible classes. Those things can just give you a wife and give you some knowledge. They don't give you the power of God. You know, there's a lot of Bible college students who don't read the Bible, don't read the pray. And then they wonder why they don't have God's power on their life. Bible college it can give you a little knowledge. It doesn't give you the power of God. You may lose the power of God in your life if we start falling asleep spiritually. And we're not walking with God like we should. And we're not doing the things we should. And we're not staying close to God in our life. That's true for every Christian. Don't think you'll come and teach your Sunday school class and it'll be a blessed Sunday school class. And God will work in your Sunday school class and God will use you. When we just shuffled something together to get ready to teach and we didn't spend time with God like we should. When we're sleeping spiritually, we'll lose the power of God in our life. When we're sleeping spiritually, we may lose our life. When we're falling asleep, when we ought to be working, we could lose our job. When we're sleeping, when we ought to be spending time with Him, we may lose knowing the presence of God in our life. We may be sleeping spiritually and lose the power of God in our life. And then number five, when we're sleeping spiritually, you may lose rewards in heaven. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at a couple of verses here quickly in the New Testament. When we're sleeping spiritually, we may, and to be honest, we will lose spiritual rewards. We will lose rewards in heaven. In 1 Corinthians, first there in chapter number 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 13, the Bible says, every man's work shall be made manifest. That word manifest in the New Testament means to be completely made known. It's going to be revealed. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Listen, if we're falling asleep spiritually, we're going to lose rewards in heaven. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 5. If you're in Corinthians, just go a few more pages to Galatians, Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse number 8. Ephesians, chapter 5, and verse number 8. The Bible says there, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Again, he says, you better be living spiritual. You're to walk as children of light. You're not to walk as children of darkness. Notice what it says in verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Listen, Paul said to the church at Ephesus, awake! Awake thou that sleepest! Wake up! Maybe you're sleeping spiritually. Wake up! Wake up, he says. Don't be sleeping. Don't be walking as those in darkness. Walk as children of light. Wake up! Wake up. Listen, being a Christian doesn't make you spiritual. Just being saved doesn't make you spiritual. We need to walk in the ways that God wants us to. We need to walk with God in fellowship with Him. Romans chapter 13 and verse 11 says, and that, knowing the time, that it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. He said, the Lord's return, it's nearer than when you first believed, when you first got saved. Listen, we better stay awake because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. When He comes back at the rapture for His saints, He will take us to heaven and we'll stand before God to be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I'm not saying you need to stay up tonight, you know, get your flashlight and just keep looking up to the sky and is Jesus going to come back tonight? That's not what I mean. But listen, we need to stay awake spiritually. Be awake spiritually. Walk as children of light. Don't walk as children of darkness. Romans 13 and verse 11. It's high time to awake out of sleep. He's going to come again as a thief in the light. A thief in the night, the Bible says. Let's not be found sleeping when He comes back. 1 Thessalonians says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. He's going to come at an hour that we think not. Luke 12 and verse 40. He could come back again at any moment. He's going to come in the clouds to gather together His people. Listen, when we're expecting company at the house, don't we try to tidy up? If you were expecting a guest to come, you would try to tidy up. You would try to clean up a little bit and make sure things are nice because you're expecting company. Listen, if we're expecting Jesus Christ to come back, we better tidy things up in our life. We better make sure that we're walking in the way that God wants us to. Let's not be spiritually asleep. He says you better wake up because the day of our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Jesus Christ is coming back again. Let's be watching for that. Let's be awake. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Don't be sleeping, Christians. Don't be sleeping when we need to be watching and sober and waiting for the Lord's return. Luke 22:46 says, and he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray. Mark 14:37 says, and he cometh and findeth them sleeping and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Listen, here again with some Christians that were sleeping when God wanted them to be praying. Christians are sleeping many times when God wants us to be awake and sober and ready for the Lord to come back again. Let's be up and doing those things that God wants us to do. Let's not be asleep spiritually. Let's not be asleep spiritually. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? I said this, number one, because you may lose your life. Eutychus, he lost his life physically when he was sleeping, when he needed to be listening to some preaching. And there are times when Christians may end up losing their life because they need to be listening to good instruction and listening to the warnings to avoid the enticements of sinners, listening to avoid the fiery darts of Satan and so on. But if they're not listening, if they're not spiritually awake and aware and alert and so on, they could lose their life. Sleeping when we ought to be working, we could lose our job. Sleeping when we need to be spending time with God, we'll miss and we'll lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in our life. Sleeping when we need to be walking with the Lord. Sleeping when we do need to be living right and so on, we'll lose the power of God in our life. Sleeping when God wants us to be up and watching and getting ready for the Lord's return, we're going to lose some rewards in heaven. And what is probably the most important thing is sleeping. What can sleeping do? It can cause us to lose a home in heaven, can it? If we're just sleeping, it can cause us to lose a home in heaven. Matthew 25:5. We won't go to it, but some of you would know the story. The Bible says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now there was a story, and there was some maidens, there were some ladies that were supposed to get ready because the bridegroom was coming. They weren't ready. The bridegroom tarried. The bridegroom even waited a while, but they weren't ready when he came. Do you know the Bible compares Jesus Christ to the bridegroom and those who are saved? We will make up the bride of Christ one day. We will make up the bride of Christ. Listen, if Jesus Christ comes back, if the bridegroom is tarrying, and he is tarrying, he's giving an opportunity for as many people as possible to be saved and to make up that bride of Christ. Listen, while the bridegroom is tarrying, let's not be sleeping. Let's make sure that we're saved. Do you know for sure that you're saved? Do you know for sure that you're born again and on your way to heaven? Listen, we better make sure that we're saved. Christ is coming away to catch away his bride, and we must get saved before it's eternally too late. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Because you could lose a home in heaven. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Because others may lose a home in heaven. Others may lose a home in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says this, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. He says, awake. Awake to righteousness. Some have not the knowledge of God. I just met some people like that tonight. But you know what I did? I tried to convince them that my God is real. I tried to convince them that you need to come. I'll give you a Bible. You can learn the Bible. You can figure out, is God real? Is the Bible true? There's a whole bunch of people that don't have the knowledge of God. Paul said, I speak this to your shame. We need to awake to righteousness and realize that God wants us to use us to witness to them, to share the gospel with them. Other people may lose a home in heaven. Other people will be lost and not be saved if we won't witness to them and we won't care about them. Awake to righteousness. Proverbs 10:5 says this, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Well, the Bible does compare bringing the lost and so on to a spiritual harvest. He that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. You know what? Many times we're just too busy. We're sleeping. And we're neglecting people around us that need to know of Christ. Need to know of the Savior. Oh, sometimes it's because we're even physically sleeping when we could have gone and told somebody about Jesus. But more often it's because we're spiritually asleep. We're just, remember, we're just maybe not aware like we ought to be. When a person's sleeping, they're not aware of what's going on around them. And when we're spiritually sleeping, you know what? We're not going to have the same awareness and the same concern for the souls of the people around us like we should. We're not going to be quite so concerned as to their eternal destiny. But can I remind you something? Every single neighbor that you have, every single person that you cross paths with day after day when you go up and down that elevator at your apartment or at your workplace or wherever it may be, those people are all going to either heaven or hell. They're going to go somewhere. Every person in our neighborhood, every person in our city is either going to go to heaven or hell. And if we're spiritually sleeping, we don't have the same awareness and the same concern for lost people around us like we should. The son that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Listen, when it's harvest time, when it's time to be sowing the seed of the gospel, when it's time to be reaping the harvest and trying to witness to the lost and trying to bring people to Christ, let's not be sleeping at that time. Let's be doing all that we can to witness for Christ. Listen, the field is white unto harvest, the Bible said. And Jesus Christ is coming back. Now it's harvest time. It's time when we need to be reaping and trying to win those around. You know, kids can be a witness for Christ. Some of these kids, older kids, that you understand the gospel and you know for sure that you're saved, do you know that maybe there'd be an opportunity when you're at the park that you could start to try to tell another child about Jesus Christ? I have a very visible memory. I don't remember the kid. I don't remember his name. But I remember when I was a boy at a park in Barrie, I remember a little boy that I won to Jesus Christ. I had been saved already for a few years. I don't remember how old I could have been, a 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy. I don't remember really. But I remember the park in Barrie, downtown Barrie. And I remember this boy that I began to share with him about Jesus and how he could be saved too. And that boy prayed with me and trusted Christ as my Savior, as his Savior. Listen, you can be a witness. You can be a witness too. Parents can be a witness. Adults can be a witness. And we need to be. We need to be. If we're sleeping in harvest time, if we're not witnessing and sharing the gospel with others, others will die without knowing Christ as Savior. Souls are being lost every moment. Every moment people go out into eternity without Jesus Christ. Do you know that? Every second. How many people? Three people every second? About three people every second die. Every second, three people die. And do you know that more than likely, at least two out of every three people are dying and going to hell? Hell hath enlarged herself, the Bible said. There's fewer people going to heaven than there are going to hell. And when we're spiritually sleeping, and we're not aware, and we're not concerned about those around us, oh, there are people that lose a home in heaven. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? People are dying without Christ. The Bible says, how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? We've got to tell them. People need the Lord. Sadly, many times we're sleeping spiritually. Why is it dangerous to be asleep? Well, we could lose our life. If we're not listening, if we're sleeping when we ought to be listening, we may end up being taken away by the enticements of sinners, like Proverbs warns about. We may end up losing our life. We may lose our job. Sleeping when we ought to spend time with God, we'll lose the joy of knowing the presence of God in our life. Sleeping when we ought to be walking with God, sleeping when we ought to be living for Him, we may lose the power of God in our life. Sleeping when we're supposed to be watching and getting ready and walking as children of light and being ready for the Lord's return, we'll lose rewards in heaven. sleeping when we need to be making sure we're ready for Christ to come back. We may lose our own home in heaven if a person's not saved. Sleeping while people around us are dying without Christ. They may lose a home in heaven. It's dangerous to be asleep. It's dangerous to be asleep. Don't be sitting there sleeping. Wake up tonight, Christian. Wake up. Let's wake up. Let's wake up for the Lord and let's be busy for Him and let's walk with Him. It's dangerous to be asleep. Let's not just sit there sleeping.